Florida voters also told us they've been encouraged to vote early by absentee ballot. Many voters are concerned that the new computerized voting machines may not be reliable, and voting absentee and keeping a copy creates a paper trail the machines don't provide. Scott Maddox is the Democratic State Party chair in Florida. He says that over 100 votes were not counted in the March 9th presidential primary election. Maddox explained how this happened.
They went in, showed their driver's license, signed in, went through the process to get to the machine, spent time on the machine, left, and got an I voted sticker, and nothing registered on the machine. The Division of Elections here says that there's nothing wrong with the machines and that these people must have gone and symbolically to sign up to vote and then not cast a vote.
So if you were to vote absentee in Florida, if a lot of people were to vote absentee in Florida, would that create a paper trail?
If you live in Tallahassee, where I live, you vote on an OptiScan machine where you fill in a bubble next to who you want to vote for, and then that ballot is saved. In the event of a manual recount, you can see your actual ballot. My mother lives in Miami-Dade County. If she votes on the electronic machine, she does not have the ability to have a manual recount or to see her voting record in any way. Because of that, the people in Tallahassee and the people in Miami-Dade County do not have equal protection under the law.
Now, the Republican Party sent out a flyer as well, distributed to registered voters, order your absentee ballots now, which sounds like perhaps they're not all that confident that the new machines will work.
Well, we caught them doing it. They have said over and over, the governor and Carol Jean Jordan, the chair of the Republican Party, continually said there was Democratic paranoia and there was nothing wrong with the voting machines. And then the press caught that mail piece that was sent out that they didn't had a picture of George Bush on it and said, don't trust the machines, they're not reliable, vote absentee. I'm afraid they're trying to get a leg up in the electoral process, and that's a shame. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you should want the elections process to be fair.
We also talked to Carol Jean Jordan, the chair of the Republican Party in Florida. Jordan does encourage absentee voting, but she insists the new voting machines can be trusted.
If people would like to vote absentee, that's certainly their privilege, and the absentee ballot system has been made much easier. And that's just another, frankly, wonderful way to be sure that we have a better turnout and more people have the opportunity and the ability to vote.
Ms. Jordan, the Republican Party in Florida has traditionally tried, as the term in Florida is, bank votes by trying to get a large number of people to vote absentee if they're going to vote, you know, for the Republican Party. The Democrats do the same thing, but the Republicans have always had more success with it. I'm wondering about this party flyer that was mailed out that calls for Republicans to order their absentee ballots. It has a picture of the president on it. It says it's from the party, but it appears to cast doubt on the safety of the electronic voting systems, pointing out that there's no paper record. What can you tell us about that?
We regret that the mailer did not reflect the confidence that we have in Florida's voting system. This type of misunderstanding will not happen again. We believe we have the finest voting system available in the country. Between the OptiScan and the touchscreen machines, they're highly certified. They've been certified, again, through numerous testings to be the best that's available. And we have total confidence in the systems, OptiScan and touchscreen, that are available in Florida.
For more about Florida voters, go to our website, npr.org.